to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, when we're putting together, you know, what we're going to talk about, I like to sometimes kind of look for trends and kind of see what's out there. And my latest search thing has been to go ahead and go through ChatGPT, which I find fascinating. And so I asked ChatGPT, what are some of the latest trends that are coming about in running? And what I found fascinating was the number one, they said, focus on strength, on strengthening key muscles. That's quote unquote. Focus on strengthening key muscles. And he said, runners are increasingly incorporating strength training, especially exercise targeting the core, glutes, and leg muscles to prevent injuries like runner's knee and shin splints. And then the second thing it said was cross-training activities like swimming, cycling, and yoga are popular to reduce the strain of running while maintaining cardiovascular fitness. Now, I kind of giggled a little bit because first off, we've talked about this, like I can't just target lose weight, or I can't like target strengthen per se. And I also kind of giggled because I thought, well, if I haven't been doing yoga, I could really hurt myself. I've kind of blown my butt muscle sometimes doing a pigeon pose, thinking that that's going to help me. And then I've sidelined myself for like 3 weeks from running by doing yoga. But that was my thoughts. When I read that to you, what do you as a coach think if I came to you and said, hey, coach, this is what, you know, the trends are. Should I do this?
Well, I would say, well, I've been telling you that for 35 years.
That's true.
So again, like, you know, not to sound like an old lady, but your body does the best with a bunch of different movements, guys. I mean, you know, it's the reason a lot of people get injured with running, it's the repetitiveness of it. And if I'm doing something over and over and over and my movement isn't correct, then at some point I'm going to get injured. So the reason that cross training itself got popular to start with for runners is one, to have runners do something different. And runners, you know, we're moving in one plane, right? One direction, same movement over and over. So they're like, ride a bike, swim, do something that's non-impact, non-weight bearing, however, still allowing movement. So I'm fine with that. The challenge is, so you said, like, for example, yoga. Well, here, so yes, people can, and you know, it's funny, there was a trend when I was in Austin of this hot yoga, and it was 90 minutes of hot yoga, but also the same exact movements every single class. And I said to my runners, because they would loved it, you guys are just repeating, you're doing it because you like repetition. The reason you like running and cycling and this repetition of movement, because that's what you like. So then you found this same kind of yoga that's going to, anyway, I just found it amusing. And you don't need to do 90 minutes of heated yoga. Like, it doesn't have to be extreme. So my challenge with runners is I believe in balance. Right. So RunnerX itself, we say skill, strength, and self-care. So to me, self-care would include things like yoga, mobility. However, if you're going to do yoga, it's a study. So I would definitely go to a yoga class where somebody could watch you. Now, if you want to just try some general movement, and try it, because I think like we offer it, and there's, you know, the body only moves so many ways. So like Caroline said, she hurt herself doing, say, a pigeon. Well, yeah. I have pigeon in RunnerX. So I had like pigeons. I show people, here's how you do it. Here's how you get into the movement. So what we hope people will do is listen to their bodies, because the reality is if you take yourself past a point, then you're going to hurt yourself. And that can be running, that can be stretching, that can be weightlifting. Any movement that you do incorrectly, you're increasing your risk of injury. So I think for a lot of runners, they were scared of doing things like strength training because they don't want to hurt themselves, right? I mean,
right.
And you, why as a runner should I know what strength training exercises to do? Like, I don't know why people think I wouldn't know what to do. Like if I wasn't a trainer, how could I just think, well, here's the see what I mean? So
yeah,
any of these movements, I hope people would take into consideration. I should have someone show me how to do this, right? Because that's to me where the bigger injury comes. But we know this from our runners too. A lot of people think, well, just doing two or three stretches isn't going to help me. I need to do a yoga class. And that's where I would say, or I have to go do a cycling class. I need to go cycle for an hour if I'm going to replace my running. That's where I would say it doesn't need to be quite, the volume isn't the point, right? It's just kind of changing the movement. So again, guys, it's not a new trend. It's just a recycled trend of saying the same thing that, and people burn out. They get bored of doing the same thing over and over. So runners, or if you get injured, what are you going to do, right? So I feel like we're just hearing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really funny, so we said we giggle about body part training, and that's because you're my age. And when Caroline and I, when fitness came out in the late 70s, because that's really when it started, late 70s and early 80s. So I was still a kid. She was a little bit older than me. It was only body parts. Ladies, do these eight easy moves.
Bungs of steel. Like, abs of steel.
Like, yeah. Yes, the abs of steel, the gun, yeah, buns of steel.
Yeah.
And there was this real belief. Bodybuilding was very popular. Arnold Schwarzenegger put a book out and basically everybody followed it. There was a belief that you could train your body in these separate body parts. And they make machines and they still do this. And the reality, guys, is you have one body and it's all connected. So in 100%, you can do isolation exercises, but there's a reality that training for specificity is pretty specialized, and most people need to work full body, not individual body parts, but actual full body. And to start with only body weight, like as a runner, really, you need to start with just your body weight and then start progressing. So I have seen lately, by the way, a lot of people doing these calf exercises, and it makes me cry. it's just wrong. And again, it's a misconception of movement. It's a misunderstanding of movement, and it's a huge misunderstanding of running, unfortunately. So my thing with strength training for running is, if I was you as a runner out there, of course I'd come to me or come to us from the Runner X. But the reality is that there's body weight is where you should start. And understanding how to first work your body as a unit, because, and we teach you that in running, by the way, for the running, all 600 plus muscles of your body are working in running. So you thinking I'm going to isolate this one muscle and that's going to help me with running, you see, it's already a misunderstanding of running. Right. And then part two of that is that you see how they say core muscles, it's always number one, by the way, and I'm going to say something in a second. This is really cool, guys. We only use 10% active muscle contraction. And that and that's hamstring. And that's where we control. We get to use the hamstring, but 10% out of 100%, meaning all of your muscles are working on their own in response to body weight, because that's how muscles work. That's how physiology works. And when you start to let that happen, it's so cool. And one of the things that's really fun, and I find this with RunRx too, we have 100 exercises. We love exercises. I love to work out. I love lifting weights. I love it all. But first feel what does the intent of the movement, right? First get strong in your body and let your whole body work together. Then start to understand how the body works. And then separation makes a little bit of sense. Like we do hip exercises and hamstring exercises. Anyway, I wanted to say a real quick story. I have a woman that just joined us. She's fantastic. And she's a Pilates instructor. And she's great, right? She's got, as you can imagine, a really strong core. And by the way, I'm going to take a Pilates class from her. And I can tell you that I will suffer. I've never done Pilates. I'm going to be awkward. It's going to be, I have no idea. I've never done it. It's a different kind of exercise. The reality though, is that she has plenty of core strength, right? She's a Pilates instructor. So when we did her run lesson, she really had a misunderstanding of where to hold her upper body. And she kept telling me when she runs, her lower back hurts. And she was leaning forward. And so I said, if I was at your Pilates class and I just stood in place and did that, would you let me stand in place in your class like that? And she was like, no. So I said, well, why are you running like that? And you understand, it wasn't, it's perception. She didn't know she was doing that. She wasn't in her mind thinking, I'm going to lean forward. But because in the community, we hear it all the time, if you want to run faster, lean. And then she was kind of doing it without, you know, it meaning to, if you will, or realizing that she was putting her back in a compromised position. But then when I showed her, like, would you stand like that? And anybody would probably say, no, you know, or I would hope not. Yeah. It's amazing. And it has, and then you realize, can you though stand up? Can you hold yourself up? Now she can, she does Pilates. She's got plenty of core strength. And then she realized it, whatever, it's helping her run. Well, here's where I tell people the difference, right? Say you came to join Runner X and we had you stand normally, mm-hmm. and you really couldn't stand upright. Then we would say to you, okay, you need, because we're a triangle, skill, strength, and self-care, we're going to work a little bit more on strength. Are we going to give you weights? No, we're going to work on your baseline strength, but we're also going to increase your self-care, because there's probably mobility issues that are limiting your ability to hold your line. The reality though, and that's where people talk to us all the time about this, if you work the program like we give it to you, because it's skill, strength, and self-care, you're always working on skill. I just might bump your strength, or I might bump your self-care while you're still working on the skill. Then it starts to all come together.
Right.
Right?
And that's what's really interesting, guys. We've been doing a little bit more. We've looked at some things on YouTube. We have an older reboot, and I know Valerie's looking to maybe refresh that. But if you are just finding us, maybe you just searched it, maybe a friend sent us over and you're kind of listening to our podcast, or you saw us a link on one of our channels that said, hey, and this made you go, oh, I'm interested in that. Go to our YouTube channel and go through the reboot. And that reboot was going to show you all of those elements of skills, strength, and self-care, and how they can build on each other to increase your strength for running, increase the self-care for running, without having to necessarily go and learn Pilates or yoga or something like that,
right?
Or spend a lot of money. It's all body weight, right?
Right. And also, the whole time, you're still working on your running. At no point do I limit people that way. And that's kind of, what I was trying to get at was, you're still working on your running. You're still moving.
Right.
Like it's not a limiter for you to be able to run. It's that we're going to give you the actual exercises you need to do to keep getting better at your running. And we had a woman say this weekend, so that's, by the way, two extremes. This lady already has the strength in her core. She was just misunderstanding where to hold it, which is different than lacking strength to be able to hold. I had another woman this weekend that just has incredibly tight calves and ankles. And she believes that's limiting her running. And I said, your belief is limiting your running.
Right.
You think that because you have tight calves, it's limiting your running. It's not. Now, it could be creating tension is what it's actually doing. And you thinking, my calves are tight. She's actually like tensing her feet her whole run. You mm-hmm. see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's creating like more issues. So we are now creating a little workout for her just to help her with her feet and her ankles and work through that. And the reality is, guys, it's amazing how we get that way. We're like, oh, I have this bad knee, or I have this tight hip, or I have this whatever. So I'm just going to strengthen that hip. I'm just going to stretch that area. Or I'm just, right? We do it with our injury. We now, people see with their strength training, like, I only want to work on my triceps. Well, good for you. It doesn't really work that way.
Right. Absolutely. And I guess that's what I found so humorous about it too.
Yeah. So that's kind of my answer to them to back. It's always the same thing. So like, you know, yes, you have a tight calf. So what? We're going to teach your feet to be stronger. And as your feet get stronger, your calves relax. We're going to keep helping you work your whole body as a unit. So your whole body works together, because that's what limits people, is believing that it's one part of the body that's going to fix everything or is creating all the issues.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, that's really powerful. So guys, if you want to learn more about RunRx, you can just go to our website at runrx.fit. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.